Now, over 90% of schools have experienced difficulty recruiting teachers over the last 6 months. This is from a Teachers Union of Ireland survey of almost 100 second level schools published today. Yet, Christine, there were some really stark figures in that survey.
Yeah, there's a hell of a lot of people that are applying for jobs and not exactly getting full-time wages, I think, was one of the things that jumped out at me. You know, principals saying that some applications up to 90% not being filled, that it's maths, English, sciences, it seems to be across the board, some of the subjects that they're having real problems in filling. And I think it's a real issue that the government is going to have to grapple with. It's one that has been discussed, I think, for a long time now. And I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear, you know, they would have assumed that the teacher, the guard, you know, it was a, you know, a good pensionable job that you could rely on. But some of the findings in that report about people getting, you know, little or no hours in terms of the jobs that they're applying for, and somehow we're expected to run, you know, a top-notch education system and keep it at the level that I think most people are pretty proud of Irish education system and the results that we turn out. But I think, like, I know friends of my own that have left to the UK because they just couldn't find, you know, full-time jobs here. And now we have the likes of, you know, places like Australia, the UAE, paying great money to teachers, you know, great benefits, sometimes giving them a place to stay.
And these are in private schools.
Yeah,
in many cases,
and that's something else that jumped out at the report as well, was that, you know, the principals in the schools were hearing that the teachers, they just couldn't afford on those wages because they're not getting enough to actually live in the area. So particularly in, I suppose, Dublin city centre and the surrounding areas. So I think I think a lot of people will be wondering why a teacher cannot get a full-time job in this day and age. Yeah.
Teaching is a good teaching is a good full-time pensionable job if you can survive the first 12 to 13 years before you get to that stage. When you come out of college, what you have to be faced with is three quarters of a job on a temporary contract. You have to face with rents in the city. You have to face with an inability to access services. If you have a child, you won't be able to access childcare. And then all the while, you also have the Doha, Qatar, trying to recruit you with promises of accommodation, an actual wage. There's a crisis here that didn't just start yesterday. And to misquote Bill Clinton, it's not the economy anymore, it's the housing situation. And that is at the centre of everything. We can't get teachers in Dublin city centre anymore because people are teaching outside of the city. It's not surprising, it's not unrealistic to think that they're going either back to their own communities or they're going overseas.
So just, I suppose, just on this topic and I suppose on teachers and shortage, I mean, what we've seen now is that schools can actually look at putting together, like, say, one FT or a full-time, you know, role, basically. You know, like, say, for example, if a school has the need for maybe 0.4, you know, they're doing a number of subjects, but they don't have a full-time role, that schools can work together to have one role that's shared. And that's offering a position, a full-time position for a teacher. So those options are there.
So a teacher would move, say, if you were a French teacher or whatever, you would teach French for a morning in one school and go to another school.
Potentially,
for the afternoon.
It's an option potentially for schools that are in close location or close proximity. But it, you know, particularly for schools that are maybe in subjects that are, you
God,
know,
it like, sounds like we're making teaching into a gig economy kind of job.
Is.
Well, it would be
one of teaching. What other profession would be asked to do that? Would you mind doing half your day here and then walk out in the
rain?
Well,
I think this is where there's extreme shortages, because sometimes what's happening is that when you don't have a teacher, you're not able to provide a subject, be it like applied level maths or honours math, sorry, or if you're looking at something like physics, or you're looking at something where potentially maybe there aren't a huge number.
But actually, that's not a solution to the teaching crisis.
No.
That's like we'll fill half a day here and the casualisation.
No, it's one of the options, I suppose, the Department of Education is using. But you're seeing that people are still taking teaching as a career. You're seeing over 3,500 graduates coming out this year.
Can we have one voice, please? Aisling,
we have nearly 3,500 teachers coming out this year. You know, teaching as a career is really attractive. A lot of people are very interested in doing teaching.
Absolutely.
And they're looking, like, even, I suppose, with the Association of Primary Teachers, and I understand understand, as you've mentioned, that many teachers are going abroad, but they're also using Tuair Sóháilte, I suppose, which is a website where they're looking at showing and contact, staying in contact with teachers who are abroad about vacancies that are here in Ireland. So those are ways, I suppose, that we're trying to still stay in touch. And I mean, there has been pent up, I suppose, over the last number of years where people have not been able to maybe explore options. So what we're looking at is using Tuair Sóháilte, I suppose, and maybe, you know, trying to ensure that teachers have options and know what vacancies are available in Ireland.
That issue, the issue, and it came up in the survey as well, that housing, the fact that people can't actually get themselves sorted with rental accommodation on three quarters of a job, or, you know, this, even a full-time job if you start off at the level you're starting off in certain places like Dublin, or a lot of other places now as well.
That
is a huge issue, not just for teachers, obviously, but teachers is one of those areas where we absolutely need people to be in those places.
And I suppose that's the real focus for the Housing for All, I suppose, is on local authority housing, where you're hoping that this will open up as well the rental market, because what you're seeing at the moment is that, particularly where I am in Ballinasloe, like it's very difficult. So you can't get rental properties, and I'm sure it's the same in city centre locations. But we're also seeing local authority housing being built, and that will hopefully open up some of those rental properties for us in the very near future. Okay, and that's one example.
Ray them.
Yeah, and tonight we're talking about teachers, and we're talking about teachers tonight because of the TUI survey. But it really boils down to the housing crisis, the cost of living crisis. If you're offered a part-time job in Dublin and you're not going to be able to afford the rent, you know, you're not in a position to accept that job. You know, you might have to, if you're going for jobs abroad, they're going to look more appealing, our job down the country. And all the cities, it's not just Dublin's been affected. Cork has been affected, Galway, Limerick, you know, North Kildare, where I live, the rents are extremely high. They're almost as high as they are in Dublin. It does boil down to the cost of living crisis and the housing crisis, the housing disaster that we're living through.
I'd love to know how many teachers, I suppose, are commuting, because I remember hearing one teacher on the radio recently, and I think she lived in Roscommon or something, and she was commuting up every day up to Dublin, and she said that was fine because at first the rent was cheap where she moved back to, but the petrol was relatively low at that point, and now it's obviously gone up astronomically, and she just couldn't figure out where she was going to make ends meet at the end of it. So I would actually love to know how many teachers are out there that are actually doing
just one here. The teaching profession, says one to a listener, the teaching profession has been on the slide since the 2012 hatchet job on teacher pay and conditions. Yeah. This will be a downward spiral unless the Department of Education takes serious action on teacher conditions. And another one here saying, huge issue with not thinking outside the box requalifications. For instance, engineers teaching mathematics, culinary arts, teaching home economics, etc.
Completely, potentially could be one solution, but in the first sense, I think teaching as a profession needs to be protected and needs to be paid in alignment with the importance of the work. Teachers coming out of college, going into schools, being paid less than people doing the exact same job as them because of pay divisions, that needs to be restored. Actually having a pay commensurate with the cost of living would be appropriate also. And also going in and having a permanent full-time job that you can rely on and plan for not only the year you're there, but maybe even the next year, so you can potentially get a mortgage or plan for having a family.
But
all these things are important. We can't have a casualisation of teachers. You do half your day in this school.
No, that was an option that's been brought forward to support schools where they have a really severe shortage in particular subjects. I suppose when you talk about cost of living, I mean, that is the reason for the budget that we see, where you see rental credits that are out there for families, so for people who are renting. So that's €500 this year, €500 next year. You're also seen in terms of the electricity credits. So you're seeing a lot of supports coming through the budget to help people with cost of living. But it is a challenging situation. We are dealing with an energy crisis here. So it is always going to be difficult at this time.
But I think, Gary, what you're saying about people, you know, having, 10 or 13 years or whatever, you know, on a gig economy, sort of doing the rotation of schools. Like, we have the government out day in, day out saying home ownership is our priority. This is our number one thing we want to get over the line. You're not getting a mortgage if you're on a gig economy and you have no contract. That's what's happening.
There's also, I suppose, supports for first-time buyers. I mean, you know, I suppose...
You're not going to be qualifying if you're in that scenario.
Sure.
A principal of a South Dublin secondary school here telling me that teachers are travelling from Wexford, Westmeath and Kildare impossible to hold on to them.
And that's exhausting.
And another listener says, disgraceful, younger teachers still not getting the same pay starting, promises not fulfilled, our kids losing out. No, we've got to take our last break.
Email latedebate@rte.ie.